The recent consolidation in the U.S. airline industry may have put flyers at a disadvantage. This month, the Department of Justice announced it's looking into possible price collusion by airline executives. Now, the Associated Press has documented just what it means for consumers' pocketbooks when fewer airlines fly in and out of a given airport. We spoke with one of the reporters on that story, Scott Meyerowitz. Welcome.
Hi there.
So, briefly, what did your investigation find about the relationship between the number of airlines serving a given airport and airfares?
We looked at the top 100 airports around the country and compared them from a decade ago to today. And basically, the larger the share that the top two airlines had of seats in and out of that airport, the more likely you would see a rise in airfare from a decade ago.
Which sounds like you would put two and two together and get four. But, you know, we've reported that the Justice Department is investigating United, Delta, and Southwest. Did you find what might be called a smoking gun, that is evidence of airline executives actively conspiring to raise prices?
I don't think we found a smoking gun here. What we found is that there's a clear link between the number of airlines serving your airport and the price of a ticket. Doesn't mean that the airlines necessarily work together to carve up the country, although they have done that. But it is very clear that you might have had one or two or three big airlines at your home airport a decade ago. Today, it's one airline and maybe a few others around a few gates here, a few gates there.
Well, give us an example of what you found. With what airlines? What was the money involved? How big of a difference was the fare?
I mean, one of my favorites here was Dayton, Ohio. This was an airport that was served by 10 different airlines a decade ago. Airfares there were about 5% below the average. Today, that airport just has four airlines, and fares are 10% above the average. So consumers there are paying a lot more for their tickets, and they really don't have that many options of who to choose to fly.
The Justice Department might now be looking for possible price collusion, but the Justice Department was the same entity that approved airline mergers.
Yeah, we've gone from basically nine large airlines down to four these days. And the Justice Department has signed off on all those mergers and said that there's no antitrust issue. Now they're coming back, and I can't say what's in their mind, but they might think we went a little too far and we let too few players into this market, and consumers are starting to feel the pain because of that.
Scott Meyerowitz is with the Associated Press. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.